This is Chito, and welcome to the Nerd Sohage Podcast Season 2. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for our loyal listeners. Again, we're live. And again, today we have a very special guest. He is one of my colleagues when we were in university. And he is employed in one of the biggest trusts in London. Before I start this podcast, I would just like to thank everyone who subscribed and liked our previous episode that was on how to be a nurse in Norway. And again, me and Champ would like to thank our special guest, Mr. RJ Messina. Thank you so much for that very enjoyable and very entertaining episode. And today, again, we have a very special guest, and we will be talking about a very interesting topic today, which will be revolving around being a tech nurse, transforming healthcare through informatics. Let me introduce you guys to Mr. Tristan Pahuyo. Hello, Tristan. Kamusta?
Hi, everyone. I just need to, Chito, we're just not colleagues in university, but we're actually friends. Please downplay it. Please don't downplay it. We're actually friends. We were. I think I've been demoted now to just a colleague, but we were friends in university.
And actually, this is
Char.
you know what, Tan? This is quite a very special episode today because this is the first time that we will be conversing in Bisaya, which is our mother tongue. Di ba, Tan?
Yes. I'm so sorry sa dili mga nakadili pa sa mga Bisaya. I really mahirap nahihirap ako mag-Tagalog. O, di ba? First pa lang nag-listen na ako. Unsa na lang. So, English at nakaroon.
English at English. Pero, if we will be having a problem with certain kinds of, we will be speaking in Bisaya, which is, so Tan, kamusta? How are you?
So Chito, I've been very good.
How was life being a nurse outside the Philippines? How's your job right now? How's everything? How's life?
How is it all? How's everything, Charot? So everything's been very good actually. Dubai, it's been 10 years since we finished university.
Ten years?
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, we graduated 2012.
Pero warag kwan siguro every 5 years 1 inch ang itaas sa hagong
height. Hello, si 1 inch pag sure diya 3 oy. 6 foot to karon bante makita sa paloon gyud ta ka.
Alright. Okay, continue.
But strict lagi kay. Okay, continue. Anyways. but yeah, it's been great. It's been almost it's been 10 years of finishing university. I've been practicing as a nurse for nurse. I say I've been registered for like more than 10 years as well. And yeah, it's been good. As you know, as Chita said earlier, I'm based in London, and today is very sunny, so I was in the park. Charot Park.
Gaston Park.
Gaston Park. British. But no, everything's good. How about yourself, Chito? You know, I've not seen you since wala makanitong good. Chito doesn't usually come every time I invite him to
The last I went, diba? I went to the when we were in the park. I was like
two years ago.
Pero yeah. I didn't went to the alcoholic park because you know,
Charot.
A change man of yata. Actually, me and Tristan had been together. We've been together for in university, isn't it? Quite very.
Yes, it's 2008.
2008, isn't it?
Yeah. We first known each other 2008.
And we'll talk about your journey, Tan. How's your journey in nursing? Why did you take up nursing in the first place?
So I think that's a very it's a good way to start this whole kind of roll the conversation. Journey. How did I end up going into nursing. So first is I wanted to, initially I wanted to become a doctor, but then it was, shut up. But you know, it's very expensive. So the next thing that you choose, obviously, is nursing. And also in the Philippines, as everyone would be, you know, as you're already aware, you need to do a pre-med course. And I think I've been told that nursing was a good pre-med course. However, that is one bit to it. Probably 20% of the reason why I wanted to do nursing. 80% wanted to do nursing was that I know a lot of people in high school doing nursing. And also it's the idea of moving out of the country. I'm not going to lie to you. It's you know, it's finding like greener pastures. Yes. I think personally I was primed to think about that. I want to go abroad. That's why I'm doing.
And you know
nursing.
What, Tan? You were one of the, how do you call that? Warag ikaw tong pinakauna nga akong nakita nga batch na to bitaw nga warag nag pioneer nga warag ning abroad bitaw. So tinod lang. Lagi tinod din. Kay
desperado.
pero when you were in you were practicing nursing in back home. What was your specialty? Did you specialize or something, or were you just in the ward?
No, I didn't specialize. So I was quite lucky because when I started my practice, you don't normally go to a specialized area. But then when I started working, I didn't even get paid at that time. So I was picked to in a big hospital in where we're from to go to ICU because they had a need, and I was very lucky because you know they don't normally go straight to ICU. You'd either go to wards or some other area. So I've been ICU. I've worked in ICU since 2013, January 2013 until December 2015 in the Philippines, and that's been my bread and butter since. I'm just only ICU.
So 2016. You flew from the Philippines to the UK.
Yes, and from 2016 is when I arrived.
Were you directly how do you call that? Were you directly employed in the ITU or ICU?
Yes. Yeah. So recruited. I was recruited for a heart center. So they went home. They went to the Philippines in 2015 to recruit for ICU staff that's going to be working in a heart center that's not been built. So we were very lucky. It was in the center of London. We were recruited.
Is it the Royal Brompton or
no? I worked at Barts.
Oh yeah, Barts.
Barts Heart Center. So I've been recruited as an IT nurse, which again I feel very, you know, very fortunate about having been transitioned from the Philippines to the UK and directly working in a specialist area. Pero yeah, that's and from 2016 to 2019, mid 2019, I have been an ITU nurse.
Wow. So 3 years. So 3 years. Wow.
Cardiothoracic, yeah.
So how was your transition then from the setting in the Philippines to the UK? How was it?
Did you know that you can change what you taste by what you hear? How can you use sound to make a deeper connection with your clients? Can we be healed with sound? Sound influences people in their buying decisions and their daily lives. In the podcast Audio Branding, I explore all of this, both with my own observations as a voice actor of over 15 years and by interviewing knowledgeable professionals in the field of advertising, marketing, music, and science. To have a listen for yourself, visit audiobrandingpodcast.com.
ICU wise, it was very different. You know, I'm very used. I've not been used to having. I didn't come from a cardiac center, so I didn't use central lines to give medications. I didn't monitor central like CVPs, central venous pressures. I didn't know how to use arterial lines. So it's quite a transition because the specialties in my previous like my hospital in the Philippines was more of like trauma. Stroke patients, but you know Filipinos, we we carry on. We like the challenge. So it wasn't that difficult of of a transition because we are very experienced in general, and I think we get very good training back home, diba. So it wasn't particularly difficult. I think that the most difficult thing for me was the language, like the jargons. You know how they say frusimide. One time I asked the doctor to change a prescription because the doctor wrote frusimide FRU instead of furosemide, which is still acceptable, diba, pero nakasabaan ano been told off. Because I was like, but that's frusimide. It's like, no, it's furosemide. So
so different. I kurag sa Pilipinas kay Western. I kurag kano kaya American.
Yeah, we're very Americanized.
So Tan, you said na kanang in ni ad. Let me change my question. Did you thought about going somewhere other than the UK, going to the Middle East, going to the US, Australia, or anywhere? Or it was just like very, how do you call that? Tadhana or very...
Chara.
The thing called tadhana.
Tadhana, yes. It's only love life.
Pwede ka man naman sa reg love life.
Hala. Mahawa na ko.
Alright. So, kato. Were you thinking about going to the US, Canada, or anywhere?
No, not really. Actually, my initial plan, well, as I'm not sure, I'm not talking on behalf of everyone else, but I when I studied nursing, there's always this idea about like having the American dream, like going to the States, you know, that was the only thing that I knew of where I can work as a nurse. So whilst I was studying, we listened to people who are in abroad and they say, oh, you should work in America, and our training, we're primed to go to the States. So when I made a decision to go to the UK, to London specifically, I said, yeah, like three years would be fine just to get experience.
So you really thought of going?
I thought of going because I had, I told you, I had the American dream, right? I've always wanted to do that. But then, I ended up not pursuing it because, and that's how I ended up in nursing informatics. It's 3 years after, 3 years since after I arrived in the UK, I transitioned into nursing informatics, and once I got embedded into nursing informatics, and then I completely forgot about America because it's not transferable. The credentials aren't transferable to America. Yeah.
You know what? Dapat ako manunta nag nursing informatics, no?
It's true. Can I be honest with everyone? I almost failed nursing informatics when I was in university. And if there was someone who would do informatics, it would be Chito. I mean, it would be a no-brainer for him to do informatics. I don't know how I ended up in informatics, but I'm gonna tell you how, and I'm gonna tell you the differences later.
So you know, back because nursing informatics before when we were still studying, it was really, you know, kind of like top power kaya siya na.
It was very high level.
Yeah, because it was the first time that I think they introduced that curriculum, the BSN curriculum, and it included nursing informatics.
Yeah.
And I think we had that thick red book, as I could remember.
Yeah. No, it was really hard. It was very technical. Remember, it was all about coding. Was it HTML? I think it was HTML. So they taught us how to code. And that is proper. Well... That is what I knew of nursing informatics. But there are several... Sorry, Chito.
So, yeah. So, continue then.
That's what I knew of nursing informatics. It's very analytical. You need to code. But there are several tranches to it. When I transitioned here in the UK, and I can talk more about that later.
Yeah,
but it's not just about like the analytics, the digitally capable you are as an individual. There's a lot more to it.
All right. So we've talked about your journey, Tano, and in your nursing journey, rather.
Yeah.
So let's talk about nursing informatics proper now. Like, the title of the podcast is called Tech Nurse: Transforming Healthcare Through Informatics. So
yes,
can you take me through nursing informatics? What is nursing informatics? Just for our listeners to know what is really nursing informatics, because you know we have a lot of listeners been messaging me about if you can make nursing informatics a topic of one of your episodes, we're really interested, especially the students. Yeah, so I think one of the things that remained in my mind was to contact you, because you're the only person I knew about, you know, is really well versed with nursing informatics. So Tan, can you take me through or take us through nursing informatics?
So okay, cool. So I've got a nursing informatics of what I know of nursing informatics, of what I studied nursing informatics, and I can give you an idea of what that is, and I can give you what that looks like in the UK healthcare system as well. So nursing informatics in general as a specialty it combines nursing sciences, information sciences or IT, and computer sciences to manage and communicate healthcare information effectively. So it mostly focuses on the use of technology and data to support and improve nursing practice, patient outcomes, and healthcare outcomes in general. So in nursing informatics, we use various information systems. Those are what we call as electronic healthcare records and other data storage mechanisms that would allow to collect, store, analyze, and disseminate patient data so that they would be visible and they will be able to be used for research, for quality improvement purposes, or just generally to improve practice and promote evidence-based practices. That is like a very high level of what nursing informatics is, and it plays a crucial role in bridging the gap. The nursing informaticists play a crucial role in bridging the gap between clinical care and technology, because they use their expertise as a subject matter expert in clinical care and their know-how in technology to inform and make decisions or make quality improvement programs or processes. Just to talk, I'm going to break nursing informatics down from what I know and from what we've discussed, Chito. We've got data management, we've got workflow optimization, we've got clinical decision support, we've got system implementation, workflow and process improvement, and education, training, and research. I can talk more in detail about that, but I'm not going to bore you with details, because it's quite technical. So that is I know of nursing informatics as is. But in the UK healthcare system, nursing informatics is quite different. And it's constantly changing on what that is. When I moved into my nursing informatics role, it was more of a
Sorry to cut you, Tan. Did you pioneer this role?
So I was the pioneer at BARTS.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was the first one who... I was the first nursing
informaticist. Yeah, how do you call the individual? A nursing informaticist?
I wouldn't really call myself that, because I'm not very good with data. I didn't crunch on data a lot. So normally that's what they would do. You know, they analyze data, they look at data. But what my role was, like nursing information or lead in informatics nurse, was more of like transformation. How do we implement systems? And how do we, once we implement the systems and look at the data that we've collected, how are we going to use it to improve practice? And I don't have any experience of that.
So
I didn't.
So you guys are the ones who analyze the or maintains the electronic health record? Am I
No,
correct?
so we've got the IT team. So I'm gonna not. I'm now gonna talk. I'm gonna transition now on what nursing informatics, what a lead informatics nurse in the UK does. So what we normally do is, what we do is, there is this movement called a digital movement, within the NHS, and as lead nurses who focuses on digital, focuses on informatics, we're trying to utilize the system in the best way possible and look at how we can improve nursing practice and improve care that we provide to patients. But first we need to implement the system. I was brought into my role because they didn't have someone who's going to lead it from the nursing side. And the and nursing is going to be impacted a lot when you implement systems. Majority of the projects, among our IT projects now, implement nila in the healthcare setting does not involve clinician. It was only then they realized that there is a gap, because when they implement it, they don't have any idea how it would impact
yeah.
the practice, diba? That's why I'm there. I'm there to let them know this is how it's going to impact the practice. Therefore, these are the things, these are the steps that we need to do. So nursing informatics in the UK is transformation, change management, which includes communication, how you communicate it to clinicians, how you communicate the change, how you, change is disruptive. So how do you mitigate the disruptive impact of change in clinicians' workflow, i.e. So one of my projects was I implemented digital observations. We've got devices. We rolled out devices in the wards.
Was it the phone size?
No, it was a rolling one. It was a Welch Allyn one.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a Dynamap, but the results of the Dynamap will automatically get translated into the electronic healthcare record. So one click, and then it just gets pushed through the EHR. So it will tell you the news too. So you don't have to. There's no writing.
So paperless.
So paperless.
So
yes.
Really work. Flow optimization, no?
Yes, yeah, workflow optimization, reducing time.
Automating tasks, reducing paperwork, improving communication and collaboration.
Yes, yeah.
Grabe,
yeah.
No? Really amazed, Tan, actually.
Char lang.
And Tan,
Icebreakers at the big serious guy. Char lang.
Kasi na umuyab ka ron.
Change topic. Balik sa informatics, babe.
Alright, so Tan, you've said about a quick bird's eye view on nursing informatics, and can you give us what's a day life of being a nursing informatics? So what do you do? Just to give them an idea.
So I just want to give everyone a bit of an FYI. So I don't do nursing informatics now.
All right.
So I do change management, a much more specific bit in an implementation of EHR. So I'm going to be talking in retrospect. So what what I did for 2 years as a nurse working in nursing informatics. So my day to day. So I was implemented. From the nursing side, an electronic healthcare record. So mainly, assessments and the basic assessments and digitized it. So what I did on a day-to-day basis before we implemented the system was go around the wards, speak to ward managers, make sure that all the digital link nurses know what the brief is. We established a very good digital link network wherein I, as a lead, would focus on one topic, let's say false assessment, and how it would look like in an electronic format. So this keeps them ready, right? So so that clinicians or nurses will be aware how it looks like in the new system. So I go around the wards, make sure that they've got their materials, the digital link have they got. got their materials and make sure now they included it in their huddle. Let's say I focus on false. So they do a presentation. They say, you know, this is false assessment. This is how we do it currently on paper. And this is how we're going to transform it in electronic format. So it's just that. It's just making sure that that communication lands well with staff so that when we implement it, they wouldn't be surprised.
So you are the one who is like, from scratch, makes the format from the paper to the computer. Am I correct?
So we've got a system already that's built. What we do is configure. So the system is built. You know, the data set is there, but what we do is propose or suggest, make recommendations based on what the workflow is to tailor it to the workflow.
So you're not the one who codes.
No.
All right. You just give recommendations.
Yeah, so I give recommendations. Okay. So I work alongside analysts and change leads to make sure that what nursing wants is reflected into the system. Mm. So that this is why I was telling you.
You're really
it's very
the link.
Different.
Yeah, it's very nice. No? Okay. This is now that I don't really know what's the role of the nurse informatics before. I know it's really a bridge between nursing practice and the digital side of healthcare system. Making everything like making the computers work for us and improve patient care, helping the nurses as well, less time, more time for patient care. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's all about the benefits. But yeah, it's quite a different thing. And again, I'm just speaking exclusively for the UK practice, because nursing informatics, as we know of Cheeto, what we were taught of, they code. So in the States, in America, what I know is they do the coding, they do the configuration. But here we don't do any configuration.
So there is nursing informatics nurse. So there is nurses in informatics in the US as well.
Yes, and they do a very they have a very different specialty. They've got different training. So there, I think you need to do your master's. Because you need to know how to code. Essentially, and you need to be well versed with how the system works, and part of your role would be data analysis. I don't do any data analysis, so it's more of understanding what the data is and working alongside what, because we have analysts, so working alongside the analysts. It's more like a liaison kind of role
so aside from the US and the UK, Tan, do you have an idea of other healthcare systems in the world that has this kind of specialty in nursing?
I think majority of like the countries that I know of, like
Europe,
developed countries have got this kind of role, albeit called differently. I know there's one in Middle East as well, but they're called differently. But there is the discipline. The discipline exists. I don't know what it's called.
But are they nurses as well, or?
Yeah. They have to be, because otherwise you won't be able to understand what you're going to propose, right? You're not going to be able to empathize. Otherwise they wouldn't be a subject matter expert.
So did you in the first place, Dan, were your experience from the ITU help you progress to being or having that role, the nursing informatics role?
No. Well, the thing is, it was a very new role. I was quite lucky that I was given the opportunity. You know what I leveraged when I applied for the role? It's my nursing informatics background.
When I studied from the Philippines.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, it's just about how you package it, right? I leveraged heavily in my informatics experience, and also what's helpful, especially in the UK setting, is when you're a band 6 or a band 7, if you get yourself into quality improvement projects, because nursing informatics is you work alongside quality improvement, and there are methodologies in the quality improvement space that you can use, so that you you will be able to do your job effectively as a lead nurse in informatics the UK. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah, go.
No, you go.
So
I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah. So wala na ka sa nursing informatics karon.
You're not in, no,
you're
wala
not
na.
In a discipline.
Not...
All right. No, so when did you leave? When?
2 years ago. I left. I left. I left 2021. I lived.
Why
I left 2021.
All right. Why did you decided to, you know, move on to the discipline?
Well, because there was an opportunity for me to work with something that I'm quite interested in. So my role now is like a change agent in an electronic healthcare record delivery program. So it's like a digital transformation program that covers two major trusts in London.
Barts and St. Thomas?
No, it's St. Thomas and King's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I work
for
that.
What healthcare system do you have, Dan?
Epic.
Oh, it's a new one.
It's Epic. So I used Cerner. I implemented Cerner in my nursing informatics.
Actually, role. Yeah. I've touched Cerner and ePro and ICE, which is quite different. But you know, how different is Epic from other healthcare system or record system?
I can only compare Epic to Cerner because those are the only two main ones that I've worked in. So Cerner and Epic are two enterprise systems. What enterprise means is that it caters end-to-end from outpatients to inpatients to community. It's not just specific to like, you know, ICU or specific to patient tracking. So there are some of the systems out there, probably some that you've mentioned that are specific to like specialties.
Yeah.
But with Epic and Cerner, they're both enterprise. So the good thing about it with an enterprise system is that, you know, you get visibility of everything. So if the patient came from an outpatient clinic and then was admitted to A&E and then blah, 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 then you can see that whole journey. And that seamless transition between hospital spaces can be easily documented and visualized in these systems, which makes it a lot easier for us, Diba. Because if you've got multiple systems, it's very hard if you log into this and you log into that. And with Epic and Cerner as well, they've got inbuilt. I think I'm sure there's another one, and I hope Cerner and Epic pays me for championing this.
So Epic and Cerner EPR are like go hand in hand.
No, they don't.
no compatibilities or something like that.
No. So they're two separate. They're two separate. They're competitors, actually. So. Yeah, and they're both from America. So they provide the same type of product, but they offer different things.
All right. Quite interesting, no? So
Epic's really nice.
Very nice.
So Epic as well. Just very quick one on this, because this might be something that people will be interested in terms of roles. Epic allows clinicians to configure it. Therefore, we've got roles wherein we call system analysts. And those are all clinicians. So those are nurses. So they're the ones who configure the system. They've got a textbook already of codes that they can apply, like a library. But it's the closest thing to what I think what nursing informatics do in the States. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an analyst role if you know an organization.
So
if you know an organization,
that's very nice.
You can apply as an analyst from a healthcare background.
So I think it's more user friendly than Cerner. That's what you're thinking.
Yes.
And it's more, how do you call that? Flexible, because you can alter the interface, isn't it? And make it more, how do you call that?
Yeah, make it more
clinician-based.
Clinician-focused or something, yeah.
Because sometimes when we work on systems, there is like a lag if you're... How can I translate this one?
Pag-bisaya
sa ako i-translate. warag kuan na siya ba kanang masum warag ba tawag sumo di siya sumo mm. pero kanang ba tawag warag kanang
it's like repetitive tasks
yes yeah yeah, yeah. I know that and then when we do repetitive tasks that's where the you know
it's a bit cumbersome why is it not automated
yes like, yes yeah. and then yeah. warag mosulod na bitaw na ngano dili man pwede nga inganiyo na lang kay isa na lang kakuha niya na bitaw so yeah, it's very nice
so I think Cerner is able to do that but I've not worked with an organization who's you know who has implemented it that way whereas mm-hmm. with Epic they encourage clinicians to apply for the analyst role because they've got an understanding of what the clinical workflows are so they can configure it themselves
so is it general analyst or like for example specialist specific
but
all right. so they're specialist in in theaters, so modules, wards, and in...
theaters, clinical nice. Documentation. There's one in endoscopy.
So it's really like how do you call that? Separate like a department.
Yes, yeah. Which is quite good because then you can have people there who knows the system very well. Yeah, it's good. It's a good role if you're interested in that. So. Yeah, it's a system analyst. There's a couple in the hospitals in London who does that. UCLH, Royal Marsden, Gosh, and Guy St Thomas.
All right. Wow, that's so
watch
very
the space. Nice. Watch NHSjobs.com for an analyst role.
All right, that was quite interesting topics. About the nursing. Thank you for that, Tan. Really
You're
appreciate
very welcome,
that.
Chito.
And Tan, I just want to ask, you know, during your stint with nursing informatics, what's your greatest achievement that you had ever accomplished?
What do you think? Is this a trick question? No, just joking. I think one of my greatest achievements when we went live with the electronic healthcare record, you know, it was a very successful go live, and came at the back of the go live was, because I wanted to improve how we document, how I wanted to improve the compliance. And this is a good thing about implementing systems, right? Because then you'd know if people are compliant to their assessments. So you can have visibility. You can have reports generated and you can see which it's not a punitive thing, but you can see where the gap is. You can see an improvement opportunity to say, let's say, X ward has got low false assessment. And then if you see in the audit, they've actually got more, like they got a lot of false for like this year. And then you can put two and two together and then you can create a quality improvement project out of it. So what I've done was I created a minimum data set. Just a standard data set that that nurses will have to complete at a minimum within their shift. So this is a ward-based minimum data set. And you know, it's been implemented, it's been picked up quite well. We used the data set during COVID because it's just a slicker way. This is what you said earlier, Chito. You know, I wish there was a one page that you can just fill everything in and that's it. So this is the page and there's like a level of auto-population as well. So I used this. I worked with analysts to create this data set and I used this to apply for a digital health fellowship, which I got accepted. It's been picked up since. So and that led to overall improvement and compliance of nursing assessment documentation within various hospitals within my organization. So I was really happy.
Maka-proud yun tayo na classmate. Digit ko makuha. Digit ko makuha. Ako ng classmate. Sauna. Lagi. Sauna, gayon naminom na tayo dito sa...
Mogani. Chito and I used to drink a lot. Charot. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Sige na itong pangalan sa itong group tan. RHNH.
RHNH. Shout out to all RHNH fans. I think you should post this and everyone should listen to this because RHNH is there.
And you know what? Our classmates is already, you know.
I know.
Everywhere. Wala na. Dito na sila. Sa US, Australia.
Yeah,
Canada.
Everyone.
You know,
it's been 10 years, you know. So yeah. Everyone's like done
and
their own
maka,
thing.
And ano ka ba na orag grabe.
You can look back ng palahubog.
Na kayo, may shoutout nga taga Canada, diya.
Amod, kinsa na siya.
Eric mo siguro yung pangalan.
Hindi, amod ko. Amod ko, Eric. Amod ka, ilang pabalas ako.
Get kidding aside. So, I heard about, you know, when we spoke about, when we met, like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You spoke about, we had a conversation about you started the system during, you know, the Nightingale hospital.
Yes.
You
know, yeah.
Remember the COVID pandemic, yeah. The government, you know, created this COVID hospital in the heart of London. And you were the one of the, you know, the backbone of
informatics. I wouldn't go that far.
All right. But you were one.
I did work there, yeah.
So how was the experience then? Like
do you want me to be honest? it was such an amazing experience actually. So our organization hosted the electronic healthcare record system in the Nightingale Hospital. That was the
they did use Cerner EPR.
Yes, they used Cerner. Yeah, okay. So Bart hosted that. We were called in one day. Essentially, it's to do the same thing: transformation. How do we implement it at a scale and with a specific time frame? Because you know, we need to train. Build the comms out. We need to train people. We need to understand what the minimum data set is that people should fill in, given that they will, that nurses in the Nightingale will have a lot more patients than they normally would have and use a system that they're not familiar with. So it's just creating that whole strategy. And it was really good. And I was very glad that I worked with her. However, our work got cut short because as everyone is aware, you know, the number of patients dramatically dropped within a week's time frame. So yeah, it was such a good experience, and I've met lovely people. But then again, I didn't get to implement why I didn't get to do the work as much as I'd want to, if you know what I mean. Okay, we got cut short because.
Pero ano bito tan ang notion ba nga? Murag appeal ka dito sa.
I know, I was very proud. Really, and I still got my badge.
Oh. So were you guys given badges?
Yeah, yes. I still got my ID badge, yeah, from Nightingale Hospital, Nursing Informatics.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very again, one of my proudest moments, and then a month after that I was sent to ICU. Which was rather overwhelming.
All right.
Pero okay ra.
So we've touched about the nursing. So Tan, going back, no, forgot about this one. Is there any regrets, like, you know, transitioning from the ITU to the digital world of nursing?
No.
Is there what could have been and everything like that? No.
There's a lot of things that I could have done that would have prepared me to be a bit more attuned to the role. Obviously I don't have a project management background. I've only been involved in a very minor quality improvement project. The initials that when I started the nursing informatics role, I really struggled because, you know, and I worked in ICU, I had a very structured way of doing things. And it's almost like I'm very familiar with it. It's, you know, my I can close my eyes and do my job. But with nursing informatics, there's a lot of there's still structure, but then in a very different way, because it's almost like project management and change management. And I wish that I could have involved myself in QI before I joined, or like, yeah, just involve myself a bit more in projects. And that would be my advice for people who want to transition to these types of roles, because these are project management based roles. If you involve yourself in clinical projects, that will stand you in good stead, and you'll probably do better. But in terms of regret, I don't regret anything. You know, I am very fortunate to be in my current role now. I'm moving roles again. if anyone's interested and wants to talk about it and how they want to how to position themselves to be able to pivot into these types of roles, I'm very happy to get in touch with me on LinkedIn.
All right.
I charge bank rate. Joke lah.
Pwede naman siguro Redders.
Redders, pwede ra.
All right. Okay. Very, very nice and lovely episode today with you, Tan. And I guess it nursing informatics in the future will like transform healthcare in, you know, not only in the Western world, but hopefully across the globe.
Developing countries as well. That is my dream.
Yeah. Because, you know, it would really help not only the nurses, but also the patient.
It's mostly for the patients, you know, it's mostly for the patient outcomes, healthcare outcomes. How do we improve? If we don't have visibility of data, how can we do research? How it cope? It is really crucial.
It will be like very, how do you call that? Very beneficial for everyone.
Yes, no, definitely.
Discipline-wise, like research.
Yeah. And you know what, Chito? It's very cost-effective as well. Well,
initially,
isn't. You know, there is this curve of investment wherein you've only reaped the benefits of your investment in the next 5 to 10 years. But it's very cost. It will save a healthcare organization so much money.
And it also transcends to not only, you know, the data management and everything like this, but also to job satisfaction.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Nurse, you know, retaining their jobs for quite long because they're
happy with the job.
Yeah, I know. Make it more like easier for them to swiver in a toxic shift. Hopefully soon they would realize this. And, you know, and are you happy then if, you know, one of the hospitals and one of the disciplines in the Philippines will like contact you and give a lecture, something like that?
I'm very, very happy to do that. I think it is my passion. I hope as a country we develop a national strategy and what that digital what digital health looks like.
I think it's about time, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Because you know it is really promising, and
we've seen already the results.
Yeah, we have.
And you know they can
experience with it,
and you know the results of the systems are quite effective. Seeing the healthcare systems around the world who implements it, you know.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, I went to Wisconsin for an EPIC conference last year, and I saw how transformational these systems are in terms of improving like healthcare deliveries, healthcare provision. And I just hope it gets picked up. I hope someone from the Philippine government is listening right now.
Actually, yeah.
Charot.
Actually, you know, the podcast is quite, you know, it's quite trendy at the moment, and you know, everyone listens to it. And hopefully, you know, it's a stepping stone or stepping episode for anyone who are interested. You know, contact Kristen in LinkedIn.
Yeah. Do you know, nurse, and I think I just want to get a point across here, because in nursing informatics, especially in the UK, is a rapidly growing field, and it is essential to like a digital future in healthcare. And don't be scared in terms of branching out to various to this type of discipline within nursing, like digital nursing. We've got I've got my colleague Dang Trinidad. I can link you in with her. She's part of like a digital decision making group in London. She's a lead actually in terms of what that looks like in nursing. You know what digital looks like given the gaps in the data literacy, and technology enabled care and stuff. So if you want. Because Dang is much more attuned to like the whole nursing informatics space. Because I'm quite far out now, having been transitioned into a bit more a different side of systems implementation. But yeah.
All right. Okay. Dan, thank you so much for your contribution to this episode.
I'm waiting for my bottle of champagne to arrive. In 2 weeks' time.
All right, send me your address.
So, Tan,
before we end this episode, do you want to shout out? Do you want to greet someone from the Philippines? Because, you know, we are really global.
Oh, Charulang. I don't want to, because I think if I mention names, people will be upset if I miss them. So I'm just say hi to everyone that I know. keep in touch or message me if you've listened to the podcast. Yes. Sa mga magbisaya sa Bisaya. Sa mga nakaila sa kuha. I-message ko pag nakadagog maani. Pero hopefully dili mo mamaylo. Joking aside, I think there's too many to mention, Chito. I don't want to upset anyone, but yeah,
I know. Yeah, so it's quite wala na ko damhatan nga mag podcast date na,
di ba?
Anyway, it's a two lifetime. Yun, naabot man ito dire di ay.
Maugani.
Wala daw ma. Kung nalay time machine dito.
Maugani, di ba? who would have thought di ba, for those who don't understand Cebuano or Bisaya,
who could have thought
that we will be here sitting
conversing and everything
about informatics, especially me, because I failed. Don't even know how to code.
All right. So, and we end this podcast. Again, this is Chito.
Interesting.
Paalam. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.